Support for Food for Thought comes from family-owned Bedrooms & More, specializing in two-sided mattresses from natural and organic ingredients. Some use wool, botanical latex, coil springs, and/or plant-based fibers. These mattresses have no additional ingredients nor chemicals. More at bedroomsandmore.com.
KNKX's Dick Stein has discovered a new dessert combination. Well, new to him, anyway. He tells food commentator Nancy Leeson all about it as they discuss things that go dunk in the night, or day, on today's Food for Thought.
Check it out, Nance. DeGroote just came back from Montana, and as a welcome home present, I made a batch of these cookies that she really loves. Best cookies in the world, she says. It's rosemary shortbread cookies, a Martha Stewart recipe.
God, I would love that.
And I put in double rosemary. So I got the batch already, and she comes, and she had a present for me, too. And that was a bottle of bourbon that she got from Willie's Distillery in Ennis, Montana, which is where she was. And the fun thing about this, even though it's going to take me the rest of my life, if not longer, to finish a bottle of bourbon.
Oh, you're such a lightweight.
But the fun thing about it is she got this bottle of booze for free because at Willie's Distillery, you can go in there, and if you're willing to spend the day pasting labels on the bottles, at the end of the day, they'll give you a bottle of booze.
Stein, wait a minute. That is not free. That is labor.
Oh, come on.
Your wife labored.
It's like a quilting bee. She's sitting around with a bunch of friends, and they're talking and sticking labels on bottles, and you get a quart of liquor.
How come my husband doesn't bring me home bourbon? When he goes on business trips, which he does frequently, he always brings me home a very special present, and that is the shower cap from the hotel bathroom so that I can use it to put over bowls of rising dough.
And you're going to get more use out of those shower caps than I am out of the bourbon. But here is what I discovered. Because I had to have a sample of this stuff, and we got the cookies out. And I said, I wonder what would happen if I should dunk one of these cookies in a little bit of this Willie's bourbon. And it was really good.
Well, you weren't the first person to devise dunking cookies in booze.
Because,
really? You know, sure, you know about in Italy where they take biscotti and dunk it into Vinsanto?
Vinsanto. I knew that guy.
Cousin Vinny, yeah.
Well, I do like food that you can dunk, and so does DeGroote. And in fact, early in our relationship, she told me that she liked to dunk her donuts in beer.
And you still married her.
Well, hell yes. Woman like that doesn't come along every day.
It's funny. I'm not much of a dunker. I don't go in for dunking things.
What about a French dip sandwich?
I'm not a French dip person.
My friend Jerry once told me about a guy who knew he ordered French dip sandwiches for them. He had never had one before. And about halfway through the meal, the guy says, you know, this meat is kind of dry, and the soup is awfully salted. Jerry says, tell you, why don't you try dipping that in there?
Yeah, that's why they call it a French dip. What about people have to save the yolk of their egg so that they can dip their toast in it?
Well, I don't save the yolk, but I couldn't eat it without toast. I couldn't just eat that wet egg yolk.
And then there's people who have to have crackers to dunk in their soup.
Oh.
Mac does that all the time. I'm definitely not.
I can't have gumbo without saltines, but I don't dunk them in there. I butter them.
You butter them in what?
I butter them and eat them one after another, you know.
You don't put the gumbo on them? You just have to have them on the side?
I just like them on the side, buttered saltines.
No, people are so funny about their dining routines, aren't they?
De gustibus non est disputandum.
There's no arguing about taste.
Vero, dat. I'm going to put the recipe for these rosemary shortbread cookies I got from Martha Stewart on the Food for Thought post at knkx.org.
And I am going to make those cookies.
Just double the rosemary. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
I flunked dunking.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Dunk or shame. Darling, dunk or shame.
Stein.
Ho.